It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Hey, good morning, and it is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor, and we're down to the final four. Yes, we started at like 29 or something, and now Ari Lyondike Jr., the race car driver, has whittled it down to four. And as always, my beautiful wife joins me on the show here this morning to recap the events of last night. Nurse Joy, good morning, love.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Let's just go down the final four. These are the four who have made it this far. We've got long-haired Becca, as I like to call her. We've got Lauren B., your favorite Kendall, and the Southern Belle from Wiener, Arkansas. Yes, that's where she's from, Tia. How do you feel about those four right there?
I'm pretty happy with the four that are left. I'm glad that he sent, you know, short-haired Becca home. I just think she's too young, and I'm pretty pleased with the final four.
You know, something else that happened last night, and we're just going to touch on a couple different things here. Jacqueline did something that was, you know, kind of crazy.
I came here open to love, but I certainly did not expect it. And I feel like I did find love here. I just don't know if it was the love.
Okay, so do you think she made the right call on doing that by excusing herself?
Absolutely, because if you're not, you know, 100%, you're not really feeling it, then you should definitely leave. And I think she knows in her mind that, you know, her 6 years of school is probably going to get in the way, and she knows it's probably not going to go anywhere. So, yeah.
So she's out of there. And then short-haired Becca got sent home last night.
Yes, finally.
There's a big age difference. There's other things. Your thoughts on short-haired Becca?
Like I said, I think she's a sweet girl. I just think not for him.
As far as the one-on-one dates went yesterday, which one do you think was the best one-on-one date, and which one showed the most promise?
It wasn't the one-on-one date, but it was the talk that he had with Kendall. I felt really went the best out of all of the conversations. I think that they really click. I think that they're both weird and kind of funny, and I don't know. I just like them as a couple.
Yeah.
But long-haired Becca and Lauren B.
You don't see the connection there?
I don't know about Lauren B. I still just, it was really odd to me that this whole time she's all, you know, I'm real guarded, and I make a guy be friends with me for like 6 months before I even get in a relationship with him, and then all of a sudden she says she's falling in love with him. And to me, that was a little wild. I was like, what? Like, where did this come from?
You know, some things that I haven't felt in a very, very long time. And if I was off or not myself and not put together, it's because I feel vulnerable with you. And to hear you say that you're falling for me makes me really, really happy. And I really do, really do see something between us.
I really think he sees Emily Maynard in her.
Oh, okay, because he was on that Bachelorette episode, and they were all going for Emily. I see.
And he was head over heels for her, and I really think that he sees a little bit of Emily in Lauren, and I think that's where he kind of got tripped up a little bit whenever she said she was falling in love with him.
I don't know about this dude still. Part of me thinks that he just wants a gal that looks good in a racing suit to be there in victory lane when he brings his race car in from a race.
Well, let's face it. I mean, they would all look pretty good in racing suits at the end of the race, you know.
I hear you. There they are waiting with a gallon jug of milk at the end of the Indy 500 or whatever. But I digress right here. The big thing is this, Joy. They're going home to meet Daddy.
And it doesn't look like it goes very good with any of the parents, which they always make it look that way. Sometimes it's not as bad as they make it seem. But to me, it was like all those dads were pretty harsh.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Speaking as a dad, one of our girls would come home and say, I met this guy on television, and we've been in a reality show, and now we're going to get married. I'd be like, you're crazy.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You can't control them at that point. You just got to... Gotta roll with it.
We'll see what happens next week as the hometown dates are in store for long-haired Becca, as we like to call her, Lauren B., Kendall, who is still my wife's favorite. Is that right, wife?
Yes, she is.
All right. And Tia, where it's going to be fun to see this artsy kind of guy go home to Wiener, Arkansas. I'm
I'm ready to see that go down.
So there it is, our bachelor update today. My beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, thank you so much, and I love you very much.
You're welcome. I love you too.